I guess everybody's from the Department of Anesthesia, like my two colleagues. I'm also from the Department of Anesthesia. Thank you for being part of LDI. I joined a year ago, for various reasons. So I supposed to have a fun fact. Okay, so that's how I looked before I joined, that after. I actually had a research about the disappointment in you, when you compared the picture on the faculty side and actual picture. So ask about the fun fact. So probably as you notice my name, it's unpronounceable by Americans, which means it tells me a bunch of the problems. So what I did as a researcher, I started analyzing. How do people write my name? So this was one of the most pronounced. This one was almost close. Almost got it right. What's this one? This one? There's some others. Everything came to 80%. So I figured out, okay, 20% of the people got this right, right? It's not bad. And then I went to the CVS and I realized they flipped my first and last name, which made me another 20 minutes away. So that brings it to 92%. Technically, I don't work at this department. My contract is incorrect. But thank you for being here. So the best thing was when I got in the Uber a couple months ago, I sat in the front, in the back, and the driver looked at the app and said, man, somebody really F up your name. I don't know, 5 stars, 1 star, this is kind of difficult in evaluation. So, it's for me, Chris, that's the easiest thing to do. Okay, in terms of my research, I have a couple stream of research. This is something that LDI will not be able to help me with. What I do, I study epigenetic of the critical care illness. So all of you get sick, what I study, how the DNA signature change over the time and stay over there. I have an NIH grant for that, but that's not what LDI will help me with. What I also study is how do people make a decision in critical care environment. So I'm a critical care doctor, and a couple of years ago, we get ourselves a big database which detail all the events that happen in the ICU. And then I asked the question, but actually I need the answer, whether what we do makes sense and really brings any difference. So what we did, we measured the most common thing, which we do as a physician, electrolyte replacement. You drink Gatorade, everybody in the morning gets a potassium replacement in our hospitals. So we look at the data and find that 67% of time, this electrolyte replacement is when the levels are normal. So we do it because we like it. The data is also one of the first studies when I compared the difference, like a p-value to the p was lower than the delta. It means that even if we replace, the follow-up value is extremely small. So that doesn't make sense. The only thing that we actually find the correlate our intervention is the shift time. So everybody replaces potassium at 4 p.m. and at 6 a.m. because that's when the shift changes. There's absolutely no difference for the patient. So we use that actually to study big data. We use artificial intelligence. We use the nudge to sort of trigger a little bit different thinking process. As you know, physicians are very difficult to coerce into anything. So it's a difficult project. But we put a couple accelerator projects. The other thing that I'm also interested in is how you use the actual technology, especially the modern technology, to bring to lower the disparities. Sepsis is one of the big problems in the healthcare, very hot subject. So we're trying to develop the apps or some of the techniques that we can actually bring the sepsis treatment or some other treatment to the disparate, to communities which are not so fortunate as I am, for example. So if you guys have an interest in everything I do, please contact me. I'll be in the back. Obviously, try to type my name, which you can do, it's challenging. Start from the last. But I'm the only one in the system. Thank you.